Topic 138, Prophecies. 1. About Initiation. Before many centuries pass, the old mysteries will be restored, and an inner body will exist in the church of the period of which the nucleus is already forming, wherein the first initiation will become exoteric in this sense only, that the taking of the first initiation will, before so very long, be the most sacred ceremony of the Church, performed exoterically as one of the mysteries given at stated periods, attended by those concerned. From Initiation Human and Solar, page 9. 2. It might be noted here that three great discoveries are imminent and during the next two generations will revolutionize modern thought and life. 1934. One is already sensed and is the subject of experiment and investigation, the releasing of the energy of the atom. This will completely change the economic and political situation in the world, for the latter is largely dependent on the former. Our mechanical civilization will be simplified and an era ushered in which will be free from the incubus of money, its possession and its non-possession. And the human family will recognize universally its status as a bridging kingdom between the three lower kingdoms of nature and the fifth or spiritual kingdom. There will be time and freedom for a soul culture which will supersede our modern methods of education, and the significance of soul powers and the development of the superhuman consciousness will engross the attention of educators and students everywhere. A second discovery will grow out of the present investigations as to light and color. The effect of color on people, animals, and units in the vegetable kingdom will be studied, and the result of these studies will be the development of etheric vision, or the power to see the next grade of matter with the strictly physical eye. Increasingly, people will think and talk in terms of light. The third development, which will probably be the last to take place, will be in the realm of what the occultists call magic. It will grow out of the study of sound and the effect of sound, and will put into man's hands a tremendous instrument in the world of creation. Through the use of sound, the scientist of the future will bring about his results. Through sound, a new field of discovery will open up. The sound which every form in all kingdoms of nature gives forth will be studied and known, and changes will be brought about and new forms developed through its medium. One hint only may I give here, and that is that the release of energy in the atom is linked to this new coming science of sound. From a treatise on white magic, pages 333 through 335. 3. Upon the spiritual side, the whole field of religion will be inspired and reoriented from Rome, because the Master Jesus will again take hold of the Christian Church in an effort to re-spiritualize it and to reorganize it. From the chair of the Pope of Rome, the Master Jesus will attempt to swing that great branch of the religious beliefs of the world again into a position of spiritual power and away from its present authoritative and temporary political potency. From The Destiny of Nations, page 59. 4. Color can destroy just as it can heal. Sound can disrupt just as it can bring about cohesion. In these two thoughts lie hid the next step ahead for the science of the immediate future. The laws of vibration are going to be widely studied and comprehended, and the use of this knowledge of vibration on the physical planes will bring about many interesting developments. They will be partially an outgrowth of the study of the war and its effect, psychological and otherwise. More was effected by the sound of the great guns, for instance, than by the impact of the projectile on the physical plane. These effects are as yet practically unrecognized and are largely etheric and astral. Music will be largely employed in construction, and in 100 years from now it will be a feature in certain work of a constructive nature. This sounds to you utterly impossible, but it will simply be the utilization of ordered sound to achieve certain ends. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 250. 5. The time is near at hand wherein there will be a fuller expression of ray purpose, type, or quality, and therefore a truer appearance. This is owing to the imminent appearance or manifestation of certain great lives who will embody the energy of rays 2, 3, 5, and 7. They will thus constitute focal points for the inflow of these four types of divine energy, and this will produce a tremendous stimulation of their corresponding and responding units of life. These four beings, who will appear as human beings in the field of the modern world, may be looked for before the end of this century, and their united effort will inaugurate definitely the New Age and usher in the period that will go down in history as the time of glory for the fifth root race. Each of these four masters, for that they will be, is also subjectively the focal point for a triple inflow of energy from the center in the body of God. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, pages 73 through 74. 6. The next 2,500 years will bring about so much change and make possible the working of so many so-called miracles that even the outer appearance of the world will be profoundly altered. The vegetation and the animal life will be modified and developed, and much that is latent in the forms of both kingdoms will be brought into expression through the freer flow and the more intelligent manipulation of the energies which create and constitute all forms. The world has been changed beyond belief during the past 500 years, and during the next 200 years, the changes will be still more rapid and deep-seated, for the growth of the intellectual powers of man is gathering momentum, and man, the Creator, is coming into possession of his powers. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 83. 7. Those of us who foresee that which may or ought to be are nevertheless well aware that though the fulfillment of the prophecy is inevitable, yet the time factor may not work out as indicated. This will be because the distressed human mechanisms of those to whom the work is given will fail to react either correctly or at the right time. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 367. This is a continuation of Topic 138, Prophecies. 8. Men will feel at the close of this present war, 1945, as if nothing had been left them, and that they are destitute and denuded of all that made life worth living, so dependent have they become upon the so-called high scale of living. But these attitudes will serve as stepping stones to a new way of life and a better and more simple way of living. New values will be released and comprehended among men, and new goals will be revealed. And the day will come in the experience of humanity when men will look back at the pre-war centuries and wonder at their blindness and be shocked at their selfish and materialistic past. The future will shine with an added glory, and though difficulties and problems incident to world adjustment and the new relationships between the spiritual man and his material environment will be found, the future will prove itself as the best yet unrolled. Difficulties will be found on all planes up until the last initiation, but the destructiveness of the life process will never again be so potent. The reason for this is that humanity is most definitely emerging from the thraldom of matter, and in such cases destruction parallels the impact of the descending spirit upon opposing matter. Ponder on this statement. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 500. 9. In the next century, and early in the century, an initiate will appear and will carry on their teaching. It will be under the same impression, for my task is not yet completed, and this series of bridging treatises between the material knowledge of man and the science of the initiates has still another phase to run. But the remainder of this century must be dedicated to rebuilding the shrine of man's living, to reconstituting the new civilization upon the foundations of the old, and to the reorganizing of the structures of world thought, world politics, plus the redistribution of the world's resources in conformity to divine purpose. Then, and only then, will it be possible to carry the revelation further. All this is dependent upon the triumph of the forces of light and the consequent victory of those who stand for human freedom. If the forces of materialism and cruelty triumph, and selfish and wicked national interests and ambitions had prevailed, the revelation would still come, but very much later. The courage of those fighting for freedom remains unimpaired. The hierarchy stands. Light is breaking in the world as the realities of the situation emerge more clearly. Be of good cheer, for there is no true defeat of the human spirit. There is no final extinction of the divine in man, for divinity ever rises triumphant from the darkest pit of hell. There is need, however, to overcome the inertia of the material nature in response to human need, individually and by the nations not engrossed with the essentials of the situation. This shows signs of happening. There is no power on earth which can prevent the advance of man towards his destined goal, and no combination of powers can hold him back. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 532 through 533. 10. A great discovery in relation to the use of light by the power and the directive agency of thought will come at the end of this century or the beginning of the next. Two small children, one living in the USA and one in India, will work out a formula along scientific lines that will fill in some of the existing gaps in the scale of light vibration, carrying on from the high frequency rays and waves as you now have them. This will necessitate instruments hitherto undreamed of, but really quite possible. They will be so sensitive that they will be set in motion by the power of the human eye, under the focused direction of thought. From then on, tangible rapport with the spirit world will be possible. I cannot do more than give you the clue. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 378 through 379. 11. The future holds within its silence other modes of saving humanity. The cup of sorrow and the agony of the cross are well nigh finished. Joy and strength will take their place. Instead of sorrow, we shall have a joy which will work out in happiness and lead eventually to bliss. We shall have a strength which will know nothing but victory, and will not recognize disaster. Even the Black Lodge knew of this change in the mode of salvation, and hastily founded its groups of youths, banded together by the motto, Joy through strength, and strength through joy. It seems to be a law for group development to receive recognition from the side of evil, prior to that recognition coming from the good. But after weeping cometh joy, and that joy cometh in the morning. Only the dawn is with us as yet, the dawn of the Aquarian Age. The full tide of light is inevitably moving upon its way towards us. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 234. 12. The great scientific discovery, called colloquially the splitting of the atom, will be turned eventually to the production of those conditions that will enable mankind to follow the good, the beautiful, and the true. This man will then be able to do, freed from the dread presence of purely materialistic thinking. This is no idle vision or vague dream. Many scientists today, and particularly those who love their fellow men, are not only visioning the non-destructive aspect of atomic energy, but are already engaged in harnessing for the good of humanity some of its products and its radioactive properties. Curiously enough, it is the wise, controlled use of the results of this scientific adventure in connection with the atomic bomb which will eventually bring about a specific revelation of the nature of certain forces in relation to light. This event will transform world thinking and lead to a new type of transmutative process as far as man is concerned. From all the above, you will note that some of the effects upon humanity as a whole and the skeleton structure of the new and beautiful future will take place as a result of the new incoming first ray activity. No details can yet be given, but enough has been written down about the basic, predisposing cause to enable you who read to ponder upon the possible effect, spiritually speaking. What is coming is a civilization of a different, yet still material nature, but animated by a growing registration by the masses everywhere of an emerging spiritual objective that will transform all life and give new value and purpose to that which is material. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 647 through 650.